Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got a special guest here tonight, Mark. We don't normally do guests on Free Talk Live, but every now and then something comes up where we just feel like we've got to talk to somebody about it. And the situation that we've actually reported on, we talked about last night on Free Talk Live, between antiwar.com and Google, the search internet behemoth. Google appears to have targeted antiwar.com over some old web page, or at least one old web page that has been on the site for 11 years about the some of the pictures from the Abu Ghraib abuses, the detention center, if you want to call it that, the torture center in Iraq from over a decade ago. It's really hard to believe that it's been that long. But it has. And so some of the photos from that abusive situation, that horrifying situation, have been featured over at antiwar.com. And Antiwar also was doing Google AdSense, where, you know, you can have Google put advertising on your website. And then if people click on those links, then Google will send you a check. And apparently the check that Google had been sending was fairly decent to antiwar.com. So it's kind of hurt a little bit. Angela Keaton is with us from antiwar.com. It's apparently it was a bit of a hit to the budget there over at antiwar.com, which, by the way, has been sort of difficult raising funds ever since the FBI targeted antiwar.com a few years ago. Is that pretty much an accurate recap, Angela?
That's pretty good, yes. For antiwar.com, yeah, we've cut our budget way back from our peak years, which kind of corresponded, I think, a bit with the Ron Paul financial mania. So, but we're grateful for every dime. We keep the budget really tight, and we want to keep the quality going, because what's important about antiwar.com is we are constantly working. My boss and Jason Ditz and everyone else, Scott Hortner, is working right now, so that there's a fresh page tonight, every night at midnight. So for us, every dollar matters, and our ads have always been unobtrusive. And we also, you know, we take ads from outsiders, you know, libertarian organizations and other things too. But we've been using Google AdSense, which really helped our budget, just like things like Amazon Affiliate. And I realize, and I know this is important to point out for the Free Talk Live audience, since this is a very sensitive audience, but I realize, yes, probably doing things like Amazon Affiliates and Google AdSense is probably in some ways maybe contributing to these relationships with large corporations that don't usually have the stones to stand up to government pressure, whether it be NSA or hosting WikiLeaks, hosting WikiLeaks, other things that some of these corporations have been implicated in. So I realize, you know, and to listeners and to readers of antiwar.com, I realize that there's a lot of complicated political and ideological issues here about what relationships are ethical, and we just try to do the best we can. But we're probably not, under any circumstances, now going to Google AdSense, because it became a game of what my boss described as whack-a-mole. The Abu Ghraib pages were one issue, and then 2 days later, an article by a well-known anti-war activist named Chris Ernesto on Ukraine, which was now this article several weeks old, also became an issue. And it just, first off, antiwar.com is done, there's static and dynamic pages. It's done, though, the very old style HTML. And this is not just a case of just yanking an ad or just shifting something here or there. It's fairly complicated to run the site and move it around, because it's hard to change it up, because it's not like we can ever really shut down. But also, there's just
I mean, just before you go on there, it was my understanding that Google had actually caught wind of what was happening through a Gawker article, and so there was a little bit of publicity that surrounded you guys sort of putting it out there about how Google was pulling out. Essentially, they stopped stopped your participation in their program, and then you guys received an email from someone at Google saying which sounded apologetic. It sounded like they were sorry that this had happened in such a quick manner. Apparently, there's supposed to be a 72-hour window where they will notify a site and say, hey, you know, you guys have this page. There's stuff on it that violates our terms of service. You need to do something about it. And then they're supposed to give you some time to do that. Apparently, they didn't do that. So the person was apologetic about that and said that they would reinstate AdSense once the change had been made, which ostensibly you guys did, and then expected them to reinstate it. And that's when the whack-a-mole thing happened. That's when they came up with, oh, well, we can't reinstate you because of this page. And then they cite this page about the Ukraine situation.
And this is all hard news, right? Like, this isn't, right. In any way...
It's not a gore site.
Yeah. Gratuitous or prurient or sexual or whatever.
I don't know if you saw the Ukraine page, Mark, but it was a picture of dead bodies that were stacked up. I mean, this was the result of violence. It wasn't even actual violence that was being pictured there.
But I think usually that's what happens with pictures anyway, is the result of violence, not actual violence, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a picture of someone being shot or harmed.
Oh, you mean like that famous life picture, the time picture with the guy
from
getting
Vietnam.
Executed, right? Yeah. Like, so yeah, I mean, I get how these aren't the most pleasant images to look at, but they're not there for in a gratuitous way. They're in a hard
news reporting.
Way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that this should be allowed, but Google can obviously have whatever kind of policies they want to.
It's their business, but the problem is that in this country, here specifically. And I suspect that's what we're dealing with mostly, is that people don't want to see what the real news is. Mm. They want very badly to stick their heads in the sand and not realize what, what's going on around the world. And antiwar.com is very, they have a specific mission right in the name.
Anyway, Angela, I just wanted to make clear my understanding of what had happened is they, you guys were willing to jump through the first hoop, and then they went ahead and put up a second one, and essentially, the position from anti-war at this point is, screw this, we'll find another option.
Well, we had avoided having ads on that site, and the only reason why there was some code for ads way at the bottom was because after we didn't realize this, moving the site around and making it bigger and having it host in different places, wasn't so cleanly transferred, but... It was never a place that had the typical ads. If you look at the site, we have the giant ad above antiwar.com, and we have a side ad in the corner right below the fresh blog listings. I mean, our ads tend to be kind of discreet, but they were never that. But those ads were never on the Abu Ghraib page. I mean, that was meant to just be photographs.
Okay, so they've come back at you. They said, pull this other page down, and you've said, they didn't say pull the page down, which was one of the gripes I had with the article that came up, because there was another libertarian actually here in New Hampshire who wrote an article, and actually a listener of Free Talk Live. He wrote an article saying that you guys were playing victim for the purpose of asking for more donations. And while I don't agree with Google's policies here, and I think that they are written in a way that is incredibly vague, we actually went down the violence policy that they have, and essentially anything that's considered disturbing, there's like this huge window, this very large loophole of the word disturbing content, which of course could mean really anything at all. They can use whatever excuse they want to take a site down, but Ethan Glover had said on his blog post that he felt like you guys weren't being entirely honest. And I have to agree that the way this article is written by Eric Garris here from March 20th, which was yesterday, he says, this morning they contacted us demanding that we remove this article. And then he links to the one about the Ukraine situation. And they didn't actually demand you remove the article. They demanded that you remove their advertising from the article. Isn't that right?
Well, I guess it's a semantical difference, though. I mean, after all, that the photograph without that article or the article without the photograph is kind of, well, wouldn't be the same thing now, would it?
Well, no, I agree with that.
The life under a market, this is what a few people, I think, have a little difficulty understanding. So what, Google's a private corporation? When you're living under markets, your PR and your customer relations and your reputation are what matters. And we're clients of, we had a business relationship with these people. That's why, I mean, people want to make this somewhat more conspiratorial and political than it is, but the fact is, this is business. And we have every right to complain and every right to say that we're not, you know, being treated right as clients. And we don't have to do business with Google AdSense, mm-hmm. and we won't be.
What other businesses out there?
Step forward.
You said that other businesses are out there. I don't know what they are. I'm just wondering, like, where else can you go besides Google? They seem so dominant in the field. And you've got time. You can stick with us, as I understand.
Sure.
Right? All right. More with Angela Keaton here in moments. The toll-free number. Also, I think she wants to talk about some other anti-war related stuff. So we'll get into that, too. 855-453, because there's a lot of news over at antiwar.com, always. More on the way here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back. back with more Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Antiwar.com is under fire from Google for some of the content that's been on the site for a decade. Apparently, it hasn't been a problem up until this week. We'll give you more information about that. We've got Angela Keaton on the line with us from antiwar.com, the toll-free number here. If you'd like to comment, plus there's some more sort of antiwar-related stuff, more not just about the site, but about the issues of the world that we can talk about, too. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
I've never really paid that much attention to expensive wines, but we recently got a shipment of wine from Cameron Hughes, and it's chwine.com if you want to go check it out. And I was really surprised at how good wine is. I just didn't know that much about it. I wasn't willing to spend $70 to $100 for good wine.
No, per bottle. Me neither.
But if you go to Cameron Hughes at chwine.com, you'll find these same bottles at between $12 and $20 a piece. The reason is because what Cameron does is he goes to wineries around the country, usually mostly in California, but some around the world, and he buys their overstock. He then bottles it up in his own bottles with lot numbers on it, so you don't know where it came from. It's just a really high-end wine. And we had a really great time. We got six different bottles. They were all wonderful, and I think you'll probably enjoy it, too. And I talked to Cameron, and I got a special code to get free shipping. And this really matters when you're talking about liquids.
Yeah, that's significant.
It's a significant savings. So please, go to chwine.com. Take a look. Get your favorite type of wine. Treat yourself, because you're going to get this at a significantly lower price. Basically, you're talking about wines that score 90s and above, and they're as low as $12 to $20 a piece, plus free shipping. chwine.com, there's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner. Click on that. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get free shipping. chwine.com, the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, coupon code FTL, free shipping.
I'm pretty sure Cameron said there were some that were more expensive than $20, Mark, but they're all a cut far, far lower than, you know, what they would be.
There may
normally
be. The ones that I was poking around on there, I noticed basically those. That was the price. That's what you saw?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, chwine.com, code FTL.
It says here the average bottle cost is about $15.
Okay, that's pretty good. So chwine.com, code FTL, gets you the free shipping, but that's a limited-time offer. I don't know how many more weeks that's going to be.
Oh, man, they just upped the exclusive offer, too. It's there's also an extra 20% off selected bottles with the coupon code. So free shipping and an extra 20% off select bottles.
All right, very good. So check it out. Let's continue here. We've got Angela Keaton with us from antiwar.com. The controversy we discussed in quite a bit of detail last night on Free Talk Live, really kind of poring over Google's policies about, you know, what do they allow, what do they disallow. Basically, the violence policy there is written so broad, it's so nebulous, that they can essentially apply it to anything that they want to. And out of nowhere, they just decided to send you guys a violation saying, hey, we're pulling your AdSense account because they don't like the content on a page that's been on the site for a decade. Presumably, someone complained about it. Maybe that person was in the government. Who knows? But now you guys are looking for other options. Who has stepped forward and offered to compete?
Smaller agencies, I mean, I've always gotten offers from other things. They're, you know, people, because of my emails out there as the business persons, you know, for antiwar.com. So people just randomly will send me things like, hey, consider this. And I mean, I kept them, but the fact was, you know, and this is laziness somewhat on my part, and a lot of us fall into this, but like the Google products, like the Google products are really easy and convenient and cheap to use. So we got kind of hooked on that. It didn't have to be that way, and it certainly doesn't have to be that way. And there are other, of course, search engines and getting away from Gmail and Google Hangout. There's lots of alternatives. Like with Google Hangout, there's Fiend Phone.
Mm. Well, Fiend Phone's nice, but it doesn't really compete with Google Hangout because Fiend Phone doesn't have video, and it's also not particularly easy, at least at this point, to use Fiend Phone for group communications. But, you know, Google Hangout does have other options. Of course, they usually come from, you know, other competitors that are also big mega corporations like Skype. But, yeah, I don't really know of much else besides that.
Yeah, so this isn't a death blow for antiwar.com? Because I always thought this was a, you know, terrible thing once Google says, you know, nope, sorry, not going to do business with you anymore.
I mean, if the FBI, really, I mean, the FBI lawsuit and the FBI surveillance hasn't changed us. It's just made us more obnoxious and unintentionally transparent. If you've ever witnessed antiwar.com staff meetings on Twitter, it's usually there's a breakout of a skirmishing among staff on policy right there in front of everyone. It's a huge inconvenience. It's like having the transmission on your car die. It's a huge inconvenience.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can get the transmission rebuilt, or you can get a used trailer, whatever. But there are definitely options. We just have, be more creative. But what's great in a market, and the beauty of the markets, is that there are lots of businesses, as, Free Talk Live and others can attest, that are share good values and want to advertise, in addition to these agencies that, are willing to work with our content. So it is driving us crazy in terms of the things that will have to be changed, certainly. But readers have stepped forward. It's gotten people to be really creative, like our friends Bitcoin Not Bombs. They're doing a contest with Google with the play. This is from Dan Sanchez from Mises Academy. Came up with the hashtag "Don't Expose Evil," and this is made for a great "Don't Expose Evil" meme contest at Bitcoin Not Bombs. And you can see this is the first. It's up there posted from yesterday. It's a pro peace meme contest, and you're going to see some really, really great, talented, and creative things coming out of this. So, is it annoying? Yes. Is it really frustrating because of all the silliness surrounding it? Absolutely. But no, if the FBI didn't knock us down, Google certainly isn't, for crying out loud. Rantiwar.com. It's a the market has decided, for whatever reason, that we're staying online, and we are.
Yeah, you guys have a very recognizable name, and I think it's wonderful that somehow you scooped that up before essentially all these organizations that might purport to be for peace but really aren't.
Well, that's to the credit of our CEO and founder, Eric Garris, who was a member of Rothbard's Radical 2 Caucus and the LP, for people who keep track of that sort of thing. So, but that came out of the Clinton era, because Bill Clinton was a particularly effective warmonger.
Yeah, by the way, Mark, I was just looking. Antiwar.com has been registered since 1995, so somebody really did snag that a long time ago. It's been there 20 years.
So what problem did Google have with these Abu Ghraib, I don't know how to properly pronounce this word, Abu Ghraib pictures? Why? I mean, these are old news. What problem did they have with these pictures?
According to the email from my boss, which looked a bit computerized, that it violated the gore and violence content, and they had lists of things that were acceptable and not acceptable. I have no idea why. It could have just been some officious person, going by and saying, oog. It could have been whatever. I mean, we don't know who made the complaint or why, and we probably never will, but that supposedly is what it violated.
Yeah, we pointed out last night, Mark, you weren't here for this, but Daryl pulled up Google's policy, and it is just written in such a nebulous manner that anything that's considered offensive can be labeled as violence. So even though, this is clearly news reporting on a worldwide important event that was, pretty shocking to a lot of people and needs to be heard about, Google just decided, that's in violation of our policy. And I don't think they would do the same thing for, like the U.S. military's page, I suspect. And there was even contradictions right there in their violence policy, like, it's okay to show boxing matches, but fighting is against the rules. It just doesn't make any sense. There's more coming up here with Angela Keaton.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here. It's the live Saturday edition. Though, if you've got a question for Angela Keaton of antiwar.com, she's with us here and probably going to stick with us for a little bit, so we've got time to get you in here. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype, but if you Skype in, you won't be able to talk to Angela because she's on Skype. That's why she sounds so good. So if you've got a question for her, do call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about the Google controversy. In fact, I think we pretty much have said all there is to say about that. But there are some other issues that she thought was important to discuss here tonight, so we'll do that. Plus, coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to be happening. It's the second one. Mark, you and I, we were at the first one last year, and we're going to be back this year.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Right? Broadcasting live from the event. It's happening, actually, in 1 week. So March 28th and 29th, that'll be our Saturday and Sunday shows next week. We'll be live from Austin at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. And of course, Austin is actually the home to Scott Horton, who happens to be one of antiwar.com's favorite radio hosts. You guys used to actually employ Scott there, Angela, over at antiwar.com, and unfortunately, due to budget cuts, You couldn't continue doing that, but thankfully Scott kept doing his show. He's just renamed it from Anti-War Radio to the Scott Horton Show, but it's pretty much the exact same show that it's always been, and it airs on LRN.FM 5 days a week. And I always notice the Anti-War is constantly promoting that, so I want to just say thanks for, you know, continuing to, you know, support Scott in whatever way you guys can.
Oh, we will continue to do that. Scott Horton is a unique talent, and the work that he does for the anti-war movement and for news is possibly one of the most important things that ever happens out. But in real life, I'm actually an honest-to-God fan of LRN. I listen to it constantly, and I think Daryl did such a great job last night. So we're just very, very grateful to have this service. But it goes to just one last point I wanted to make. I mean, mainstream news, oh, my God, the monopoly of the mainstream news. The thing is, you have things like, you have shows like Free Talk Live. You have networks like LRN. Facebook, oh, Facebook's everywhere. But you have Liberty.me. And the fact is there's lots of alternatives to Google, including the search engines like DuckDuckGo. Just this real quick point. For those of you who are fans of one of the earlier left libertarians, Robert Anton Wilson, and read the science fiction book, The Illuminatus Trilogy, there's the great line about, you know, what would they do if they get rid of all the chairs? Well, you'll sit on your rear. You'll sit on your rear end is what will happen. So that's the same situation here. Okay, so what if Google pulls all their AdSense forever from antiwar.com? Fine, we'll just find someone else.
And I imagine, I'm hoping at least, donations have been up a little bit since all of this controversy. I mean, there certainly has been some publicity surrounding Google's sort of assault on anti-war, and I hope that people have stepped forward, and certainly they can go to antiwar.com and do that. By the way, I want to also mention the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I don't know if Scott Horton's going to be there, but he lives in Austin. That's sort of why I brought him up. And actually, I had the chance to meet Scott. He was actually at the Liberty Forum, which was the New Hampshire event that happened a couple weeks ago, or three weeks ago at this point, which was kind of fun. It was finally cool to meet him. So you get to meet us, Mark and I. We're going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Again, that's March 28th and 29th. Use code FTL when you go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets online. Now, Mark, we need to find out when ticketing closes on the website, because I imagine there's going to be some day coming up within the next week that tickets will only be available at the door of the event. And at that point, I don't know if you're going to get a discount by telling the person at the door the code FTL. So
seems unlikely.
You probably
it?
Need to get the tickets sooner rather than later. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Lots of great speakers lined up. The second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, and also some of the ticket price goes to benefit Sean's Outpost. It's a very affordable conference. Only $150 for the tickets. You save $25 by using code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you at the Moody Theater in Austin next weekend. So, Angela, like, what other things are going on in the world that you thought might be important to talk about here on Free Talk Live that are, you know, being covered over at Anti-War?
Well, one is the anniversary of the Iraq invasion, which it completely has changed. I mean, if you think about things about what's, you know, makes people aware that we're an empire, certainly Iraq, it's just absolutely the most horrible thing that happened in the 21st century is the most recent U.S. invasion of Iraq, an absolute horror, an absolute disgrace, and just a moral atrocity. So this is the time to really think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around out right now claiming that Bush and company lied in order to get us into Iraq.
No.
Well, you know, I've always kind of thought to myself that, you know, that it's a mistake, right? Like there was some guy that was tortured by the Egyptian government, which is essentially a client state of the U.S., and they came up with some information that, you know, was erroneous, that they had the yellow cake and all that stuff. Did lies go on, or, I mean, what were the lies, what were the mistakes in this, Angela?
The lies over the mistakes? Dear God, the mistake was believing a damn thing any of these jerks could possibly have said. I mean, whatever made anyone think that George Bush and Dick Cheney were reasonable, moral, and ethical people? I mean, that to me just seems like complete self-delusion right there. You know, and it's just, you know, people who are apologists for the war, you know, or people who are sheepish about admitting just what a horrible atrocity they supported are going to say that they're mistakes. I mean, the weapons of mass destruction, really. I mean, a lot of these things I think had already been, I mean, the war propaganda and buildup have patterns. I mean, it's not as, you know, as if we hadn't seen this kind of agitation before. Why would we believe, why should we have believed them? I mean, what was the,
because,
you know,
people don't know history. I mean, that would be why. There's always this drum beating that goes on for war. I fell for it, Angela. I'm going to go ahead and say it right here. Early on, I fell for the whole Iraq thing. And then at some point I realized, you know what? They're not just going in there to kick a little butt and leave. They're going to be there forever. And that's when I'm like, then I realize that U.S. foreign policy is messed up.
Yeah, but what made you think that Iraq was a threat to the U.S.? Like, what? Why did you think it was a good idea to go in there? What made you think that Saddam Hussein was a problem for us?
Well, I believe the yellow cake statements. I also, at the time, I remember on Glenn Beck, they were talking about how Saddam had terrorist training facilities, including a jumbo jet fuselage and that sort of thing. There was also the Kufi and Hoo-Hoo, whatever the heck Saddam's kids were named, and there were the rape rooms, which, of course, we never got to see pictures of those either. That's kind of adding to it. I'm not claiming that made them a threat. I'm just, that's part of the deal. And then sort of on top of that, I felt like, oh, yeah, back in 1992, they should have done it back then anyway. So there's – oh, and
you weren't a libertarian really at that point either.
I wasn't exactly a libertarian at that point either. But and I guess the last thing was is that some – people – it was kind of going around as a rumor – we'd have lower gas prices.
Well, that's always a reason to kill, I think, lower prices at the tank. No, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I know these reasons stink now.
It's part of it is, because this is just because people don't want to pay attention and don't want to take the slightest bit of time to apply critical thinking to how the world works. But many people tied it to, didn't those Iraqis do 9/11? I mean, that is, but you know what, though? If you look back, that's all the propaganda. And it was not just, right, we love to blame right-wing radio. But at the time, all the so-called, moderate liberals and the members of the Democratic Party, have always been very, just less aggressive about it, but have always been very, very supportive of these wars. So it's not as if you had, alternatives to the propaganda necessarily, unless you read obscure leftist magazines or anarchists or libertarian or spoke to libertarians regularly. So it's very easy to have believed the nonsense. And after all, we're meant to think of people like George Bush as being very special people. Like there's something special. There's an aura about him.
He's the president.
Yes. My God, how could he must know things that we don't. I mean, not that he's BSing you.
You'll say things like, that's above my pay grade. People will literally say stuff like that.
I've heard he poops gold.
Sorry, that totally killed the conversation. Yeah. Wasn't my intention. So, yeah, old Mark, this was a decade ago, Mark, that you thought those things. There's more coming up here. Angela, you're sticking with us for one more segment, right?
Yes.
All right, great. And if you got a question, by the way, for Angela Keaton, she's here with us from antiwar.com. And we've got time for you, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We'll start the regular show in hour number two. So one more segment with Angela, 855-450-FREE. She knows stuff about this anti-war world, and she can answer your questions. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, If you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. We'll get into the whatever you want status of the show here coming up in hour number two. We're going to continue the discussion with Angela Keaton from antiwar.com right now. Of course, if you've got a call, if you've got a question for Angela, she's here. She'll be happy to field that. And that's what we're going to jump right into here. Angela, you still with us? Yes?
I'm still with you.
Excellent.
But I just want to say that, you know, I don't always have answers to questions because as funding has gotten tighter over the years. There's lots of reasons for that. I spend more and more time fundraising and finding other revenue than I do spending reading and studying foreign policy every day. And that's the reality of this.
You still
job.
Do it more than I do. I can tell you that. Let's go to Don. He's in Tallahassee. Don, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WVFT.
Thank you. I do want to speak to this issue that Angel is talking about. And we're kind of in a dilemma, or she is, anyhow. But first of all, I'd like to say, you know, I'm not against war altogether. I am against a president usurping Congress and sending troops to a war for a country that really is not harming us in any way. I mean, we have dictators all over the world. We don't have to go far off our shores to find, you know, dictators and bad guys that are in office. In fact, some of the worst guys are probably in our own government. But
anyway, yeah.
the point is, I see a design in this. It's somewhat sinister because if you think about it, Saddam Hussein, bad a guy as he was, first of all, they had find any of those things. They actually admitted later on it was bad intelligence that caused them to act upon that going in there. I think it had more to do with taking out a dictator that was a problem to whatever the rule was. I mean, when you think about it, Al-Qaeda could not get to Iraq. We had the same problem in Egypt, now Libya. We've got, you know, these terrorist groups, Hamas and Al-Qaeda, and they do it every week or month. And they're all over Iraq now, you know, and so ISIS. And so what I'm saying is, I think it was known that, you know, Saddam Hussein, as bad as it was, he kept the other bad guys, worst guys out because he had an iron grip on the country. Now, if you want to talk bad guys, what about China? Why don't we just, you know, free a billion people that we could free from their enslavement if we're really just going to go out and, you know, war?
Don, I want to give Angela a chance to respond to that. Angela, your thoughts on what Don had to say about Iraq? You know, was it really that they were just really going after Saddam more so than anything else?
I think Don made many, many excellent points, and I you know, wish he, and I hope he talks to friends and family and others about a lot of his thoughts on this, because it makes perfect sense. I mean, we do have bad guys all over the world. I mean, people are bad actors, and Barack Obama happens to be one, but we don't ask the Venezuelans to come here and do something about it. Nor should we. It should be our problem. I mean, it really should be our problem, and I guess I'm much more of an old right-winger in the sense that, you know, mind your own business. Stay the hell out of other people's problems in both personal life and in foreign policy, it works.
Well, and also to Don's last point, I mean, aren't things getting better in China? It looks to me like over the last couple decades, you know, production has ramped up over there. There's more freedom now, it seems like, to do business when, you know, from the outside of, you know, not having to be state-run, for instance. I mean, China's not doing so bad, right? I mean, all things considered.
You know, I'm not an expert on – I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, when you did a study on, you know, the most and least free countries in the world, and USA was somewhere down, you know, 28, 38, something like that, there's other ways to measure freedom. And I think, like, the freedom to own a gun, you know, you don't have that right in China to own a gun. Why? Because the government wants to they have a monopoly on the force – that, you know, and also you can't leave that country. I mean, you know, if you don't like America, you can pass up and leave.
No, that's not necessarily true. I mean, if you don't,
there's a big exit tax, and yes, you've got to fill out their paperwork and pay their forms.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get master's permission to leave this plantation. Don, thanks for the call. Good thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
You could own an AK-47 in Saddam Hussein's. You know, people had them all over the place in Iraq.
So, Angela, yeah, your thoughts on China.
Oh, you know, I'm not an expert on internal policy, but in terms of foreign policy, there's a little, it always comes sometimes tensions with Japan, but honestly, they're not nearly as aggressive as we are, and they don't seem to be as hell bent on empire building.
That doesn't mean they're at all. By we, you don't mean you and I. We're not aggressive.
You and me. Well, yeah, you and me are the ones who, in many ways, are taxed and secretly taxed for the bill for these insane adventures. But I love some of the points that Don made, particularly about the matter of Saddam Hussein. Now, this is not an ideal situation to have a strong man, but he definitely made sure that, you know, religious minorities were protected. It was actually fairly, it was a secular Muslim country, the way U.S. is a secular Protestant country in a lot of ways. And women certainly had many more rights than in many of countries in that part of the world. So, I mean, yes, of course, you know, living under any emperor or any leader is horrible, or having anyone who has more control over your life than you do is horrible. But, you know, as far as horrible people go, he was, you know, I mean, there, you know, it was not an absolute living hell in Iraq, and he was holding, mm-hmm. you know, sort of holding things together. So not a great argument for having a leader, but certainly a great argument for the U.S. military not to go in and seize power. So I absolutely agree with that. And I love Don's points about how to measure freedom. I mean, gun ownership, a very important one.
Let's talk to Daniel. He's in South Carolina listening to WRNN. Hello, Daniel. You're on with Angela.
How are you doing?
You're on with Angela. Great. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know. It just sounds like y'all whining an awful lot about military going in over there. Okay. I mean, They had certain intelligence that told them that there was things over there that could harm the U.S. They acted upon it. If later they found out that was incorrect intelligence, that's fine, and they can back off from it. But the fact is that you don't have time to sit around and wait and placate everybody when you get certain things, when you find out certain things. You either act upon it or you don't. And if you don't, and something would have happened, then y'all would be sitting here talking junk about the government, about, oh, they should have went in there and done something.
Yeah, you'll never hear us say the government should have done something.
That's certainly true. But, Angela, are you just whining?
Am I just whining? Well, you know what? I'm kind of a cranky, as I was older. Listen, I'm kind of right-wingy, and I don't like welfare of any kind. And I certainly, you know, the U.S. military, the whole Pentagon, is one big damn welfare program. People taking my taxes. I work more than one job, and I'm tired of people getting a ride, whether it's, you know, through U.S. military, you know, basic training, or whether it's through food stamps. I think people should earn their own damn way in the world, and the military is like they're supposed to do something. What are they supposed to do? It sounds like a make-or-work job problem to me. Iraq was never a threat to the U.S. It was none of our business. We never should have been over there, and I certainly don't want anyone spending my money so other people can go do something with themselves. Go do something on your own damn time. Find a job.
Okay, so you're saying that the military is welfare.
Well, you better believe it. It's the largest welfare program.
Yeah, a lot of people call it Republican welfare.
I was in it for 17 years in three different deployments, and I worked for a living. I worked for every dime I got.
You did that on my money, though. You didn't make any wealth. What did you create? Did you make a spoon? Did you make a widget?
What do you think? They're going to dissolve the military? Everybody's going to come over and hold your hand and sing Kumbaya?
I don't want any of those hippies singing Kumbaya with me, and I want my tax money back, damn it.
I think it was a good question. Angela. He didn't really answer it. What wealth did you create when you were in the military?
Well, I supported the local economy.
Well, that's a customer. It's not a wealth creator.
Well, I mean, no, I didn't create any wealth. But what wealth are you creating sitting on the phone?
Yeah, we produce a product. We do advertising, you know, those kind of
entertainment. Thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate it. And hopefully a little bit of enlightenment at the same time.
You know, I think that this is a tough situation because, you know, people in the military are paid to follow orders. And Daniel followed orders like he was supposed to. He did what he was paid to do. But at the same time, what I really have a problem with is the orders, right? Like, I don't think that the United States has been made materially more safe in the last six decades by foreign policy. I really can't, you know, I'd love somebody to call in and tell me exactly how that happened, but it seems like, you know, things like the Korean War and Vietnam and these sorts of things did not make the United States materially safer. I'm talking about the land mass, not the interests, because I don't know what the interests are. The interests aren't my interests. So,
that's exactly it.
Right. The interests are the interests of moneyed people and politicians mm-hmm. that really have nothing to do with me. If there's going to be a standing military, and the Founding Fathers had a problem with this, many of them had a problem with a standing military, if there's going to be one, it probably should stay inside the U.S. borders.
Hey, Angela, it's been great having you on again here on Free Talk Live, and I know you're constantly out there promoting LRN.FM, but when you get a chance, make sure you promote our African fundraiser. We're trying to get our satellite signal back on in a place where it's really needed the most, and folks can help out with that at africa.lrn.fm, and check out more of Angela at antiwar.com. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.